tickish today. This room kind of set it off in me. And also, I just finished reading this book, Motherless Brooklyn. Any of you read that?
Yeah.
It's real good. By Jonathan Lethem. It's about, I guess it's a detective with Tourette's. So it's a very tickish book. But no, I was just loving the wallpaper in here. It's like this great, you start touching it, and you just want to touch all the little circles and then feel the difference. Because there are these two different black patterns, and one is shiny and one is not shiny, depending on where you're standing. It's kind of fun to feel the very subtle differences between. I had this thing when I was a kid of balance. And the good thing is usually obsessive tendencies get worse as you get old, and maybe I've just managed to push them into other parts of my life. But I always did that thing, like, if I would, even if it really hurt, if I would walk and scrape myself, let's say, against a rusty nail on a fence, I would have to go back and do it on that side. Because there would be a lack of balance. And it was very important whenever I felt anything to have it be balanced on both sides. And so I'd spend a lot of time like going back and kind of rehashing tactile experiences just to make sure that I was balanced and could leave it behind. Which I suppose isn't too terrible. It could have been a lot worse. It could still be a lot worse. Anyway. Hi. I'll get back to the song thing real soon. Dick, are you out there? Is there anything you need to hear? But I'd love to see you. I don't see you often.